Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, last year's National Coach of the Year and WCHA Coach of the Year. Coach, first of all, how slow did this summer go for you?
it went slow, Kelly. I'll be honest. It was a new job, and it was the first summer that I spent. After our first year, and just we're just so anxious and excited to get back at it. It just seemed to take a long time.
21 wins last year, WCHA championship game. Lots of high expectations for this hockey team coming in here because you didn't lose a whole lot. How do you plan on kind of countering all the pressure?
Well, it's a new year. It's a new year. It's an opportunity for this team to write new history. So that's the approach we're taking. Last year was an outstanding year. It was a lot of fun. But last year was last year. This is a whole new team with new players, and it starts tonight. And that's the approach we're going to take. We just got to focus on tonight, and try to go out there and establish our game and play Beaver hockey, and we'll see what happens, and then we'll look for tomorrow. But that's how we have to approach it. As I said before, we're not nearly as good where we're at as a team. We have a long way to go, and we're going to get there, and that's our goal is to take a step every time we step on the ice, whether it's Monday in practice or a Friday game. We're trying to improve as a team so that by the time we do reach the playoffs in February, we're playing our best hockey. That's the approach that we took last year, and we're gonna try to do the same thing this year. And certainly with the returning players, everything's been I don't know if easier is the right word, but it's. For me, obviously, having gone through it once, it's certainly been easier for me, and I think the team sees that, and they know the types of drills we're going to run, and from that standpoint, things have gone pretty smooth.
The WCHA has Bemidji State picked number 4 in the preseason poll. The USCHO has your team number 9 in the national poll, and, of course, the power rankings came out number 9 as well. With that being said, do any of those matter right now?
No, they don't. They certainly help in terms of recruiting. There's people around the country, student athletes around the country that see that, and certainly it makes us more attractive, which is obviously a good thing. But in terms of this team right now, those things don't mean anything. I mean, obviously we know how tough the WCHA is. It doesn't matter who you're playing, you got to bring your A game, and that's why it's nice to start non-conference. But it's a test for us tonight because certainly the expectations are there. People are talking about it. We're a young team is coming in here that certainly wants to, for them to be able to make their mark against a ranked team. It's an opportunity for Robert Moore. So we need to be ready tonight. We need to be ready to play tonight. That's what's exciting. So that's what we're looking forward to, is getting out there, dropping the puck, and see what happens.
I know Schultze asked you this on Wednesday night at Sports in the Round about having a bullseye on your back. And you mentioned you really can't sneak by anybody, can you, this year?
No, not when you're ranked in the top 10. They all see that. I mean, I talked to Paul this morning. He brought it up. I mean, it's there, and obviously it's part of it. And like I said, my message to the team is none of that matters. It's all about us and trying to go out there and play our game. But I like our team. I like where we're at right now. I like the depth we have up front, the depth we have on the blue line, and certainly with Britton Goal. I like where our team is sitting right now, and I'm excited to see where we can go.
You have 4 senior captains this year: Hannah Moore, Stephanie Anderson, Whitney Wojvoda, and Ivana Bilic. What do each of them bring to the leadership?
Well, they're first and foremost, they're all outstanding young women. They do a great job of representing our university, around the community, and just the quality people they are, the character they have. But they're all outstanding hockey players, and they all lead by example. They all have different personalities, and that's, I think, what's kind of unique about it is they all bring something different to the team in terms of the type of people they are. But when it comes time to playing, they're very passionate about Beaver hockey, and they're great ambassadors, and they do a great job of leading, both from the terms of how they prepare, which is really, really important, especially for our young players, to watch them prepare for how do they go about getting ready for practice. Now tonight it's how they prepared for playing a game, and then they just go out and play hard, and then the leadership also in the locker room is really, really important. I think that's where all 4 of them are really going to really supply a lot of leadership for us.
You've got 5 freshmen. I see 3 of them in the lineup tonight. What should we expect to see out of those 3?
Well, I hope I hope that you'll see good hard working players. Missy Hunt's is a great skating defenseman. I think when you watch her, how well she skates backwards. She can skate backwards almost as fast as she can forward, and she can do it in a straight line. She doesn't have to go east west. I mean, she's a pretty remarkable skater. Lisa Lady's has got very good offensive skills and it has a lot of poise. And Emily Berglund is from Thief River Falls. I think, local fans will have, if they followed girls high school hockey, certainly would have seen her. She scored the winning goal for Thief River in the state championship game. She's a 200-foot player, Kelly. That's a great way to describe her. She does a great job in the defensive zone, and she has skills and she can create offense. And it'll be fun to watch all three of them tonight play in their first college game.
Run through your lineups and how you decided to choose who went with who, especially on that top line.
Well, certainly Steph and Caitlin played a lot last year, with Steph in the middle. Steph had a lot of success playing wing with Team USA in her time spent with them. And we just looked at our lineup, and I certainly liked Hannah, obviously, in the middle. She's got, great hands. She can skate. And, right now there's really good chemistry there. Lauren and Whitney and Kristen have played in the past together, and they've been very, very dynamic. And so those two lines obviously are two lines that we know can go out and produce offensively, do the job defensively against other teams' top lines. And then after that, I think Riley Fawcett's really ready to have a breakthrough season. I think she showed a lot last year. She had a great offseason. She's got a lot of moxie around the net, and this line of Riley and Summer and Cicely is going to work extremely hard. Summer just says that, we use the term hunting pucks. Nobody does it better. I mean, she does a great job on the forecheck. And then with Emily skating with Emma, Emma's Terrace has moved up. Emma Terrace was playing defense for us last year. Very skilled player. She has great hockey sense. And Megan Lashenko, a senior, is going to be on the left side. Megan's, is a tremendously fast skater. And to have her go up and down the wing, I think it'll be a lot of fun playing with Emily and Emma.
And of course, your defense. Even Abilich and Alexis Joyce—they had some huge success last year. Again, paired up.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they were together all year last year, and there's no sense breaking them up. They definitely have a chemistry, and I think AJ is ready to really step forward with her game too. And we know how good Even is. I think she's one of the top defensemen in this, not just this league, but in the country. And I think she's going to show that this year. And Madison Hutchison coming back now for her, she's a junior, so it's. She's a veteran defenseman and she's got a lot of talent offensively. We paired her up with Missy Hunt, a fellow Manitobian, and I think they're going to play really well together. Carly Essie is just a very, very solid defensive player, and she sees the ice extremely well. And I thought pairing her with Lisa and Madison with Melissa would give those freshmen, a veteran presence to settle them down.
You got All-American Brittany Mowat and her teammate Erin Dieters, along with Mackenzie Brooke, who didn't see a ton of playing time, but what do you hope to get out of tonight's game?
Well, Britt starting, coming off the year she had, we just want to, get her in there and obviously see if she can't pick up where she left off.
And Coach, last but not least, what do you expect to see out of the Colonials tonight?
Well, I'm sure we'll see a very spirited effort. They're a bit of a younger team. They lost some key seniors from last year's team, but they also return a lot of players that had good years. They have a very good goaltender. And again, they're on the road. It's a great team bonding experience. It's the opening weekend. So I imagine we're going to see a team pretty fired up to play. And again, we need to be ready to play in order to have success tonight.
What's going to be a key to getting a win?
Well, again, I we're focusing on the Beavers, and I want to see us come out of the gates hard. We want to establish a real good pace, getting up and down the ice, get pucks deep. Challenge their young defensemen. I look for us to be real hard to play against in our zone, and if we can be a smothering type defense, create turnovers, and get going the other way. And the other thing is we need to get pucks to the net and get people to the net.
Coach, good luck tonight. Enjoy the moment.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.